Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal prepped enchiladas, to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I would like to now officially announce my commitment. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Here we go, okay? I got it right here, okay?
Here we go. Here we go. Big reveal.
I would like to officially announce my commitment to the University of Nebraska.
Wow.
Let's go! Let's go! Welcome back to 101 DP Bach. We are joined now by the AJ Ferrari. Kind sir, how you doing, man? Welcome to Lincoln. Welcome to the Ticket. How you doing?
Doing great. Excited for the future of Nebraska wrestling. You know, I'm so happy to be here. Everybody's been amazing. Nothing but amazing things to say. And it's good to be back around a team, you know, going after a national championship, not just me individually, but as a team, and just that hunger. And then Coach Manning, you know, he's the one that's just talked so highly of just everyone here, and everything that he said has come to true so far. So it's just amazing. And I'm just grateful.
You have walked into kind of a storm of positive movement. And it leads me to ask, and all our text, we have a text line where our listeners text in and they've asked the question. So I'll now ask you on their behalf, why Nebraska?
Yeah, the biggest thing for sure was just when I look at joining a program, right? I don't look at just what they're accomplishing, right? Obviously, that's great being here. That was a huge thing. But as a coaching staff, you know, a lot of coaches say, you know, I'm going to be closer to you and love you and help you regardless of results on the wrestling mat, right? And you can't judge people, though, based on what they say. For me, I judge them based on the way they act and the way they do their lives, you know. And, like, that's a big thing for me is, like, going from different schools and having all these schools come after me. All the coaches at Nebraska Wrestling were strong in their fellowship with the Lord, you know. And they didn't just speak it. They didn't have to. You could see it in their lives, you know. That's huge to me that they have those fruit. You know, a good tree in the Bible, it says, will have good fruit, and a bad tree will have bad fruit. You know, and they can try to put on an act for a couple of days on the official visit. But from talking to their guys, and honestly, I almost came back. I don't know if you guys know this, back in 2019, when I took my official visit here, it was about the second school on my list. I ended up staying close to home, going to Oklahoma State. But man, just amazing what they got going on here with Coach Manning. And the fact that they have one thing that speaks truly of how, you know, strong and how good the coaching staff is that they haven't had the biggest number one recruiting classes. They've had some of the not as good number five, number four, number three recruiting classes, and been able to take second, you know, and beat teams, you know, and surpass them that have better recruits. You know, that shows that they're helping their guys grow, not just in their wrestling, but in their lifestyles.
AJ, it is interesting. And I full disclosure, I told the listeners there's zero chance that I could get you to delve into all the things that you need to talk about for folks to know who you are.
Right.
And the wrestling part, easily trackable. But you and your faith, you and your guidance, you and your boundary, you and your discipline are so important to you. And as a coach, it's this thing that resonates with me is how hard does somebody do the things that aren't pleasant? How disciplined are you? Where does that come from for you?
I think that really what comes from me is understanding that you have to learn to embrace suffering and embrace hard times. A lot of people want the result, you know, and the thing for me that I think that separates me as a competitor is that I love the training just as much as I love the result. Just like for me, I love the day-to-day stuff just as much as I love, you know what I mean, getting into God's kingdom. A lot of people just want the result. They just want to be a national champion, the result of training, right? They just want the result of fulfilling God's plan of salvation, of having eternal life with the Lord, going to heaven, right? But for me, I love the lifestyle. You know, I love the day-to-day training. I love lifting 600 pounds for reps on deadlift just as much as I love winning a national championship. And that's what separates me. I love preaching and helping people grow in their faith, doing wrestling camps, bringing kids to Christ that don't truly have that in their house, maybe some of them, you know, just as much as I love my salvation, because that is a part of it, you know? So that's big for me. And I think that that's just something that's amazing here. And I'm just grateful to God to have the opportunities. And when the parable of the talents, when God gives you more, you're expected more, you know? So that's big for people to understand. I always tell people at my camps, the worst thing in life is wasted talent. You look around in our generation, there's so many people that could have been, should have been, would have been this, but they decided to take the easy route and they decided to not take the path less taken, you know? But that's one thing that my dad always grew me up with, is like a lot of what you're seeing is just like the way my dad grew me up and my brothers is why you see them. My brother Angelo wrestling in Iowa, you know, being the 184 pounder, being number one in the country right now, me being number one in the country at 285. My brother Anthony, you know, going to be top in the country at 165. You know, it's just the way that we were raised with that work ethic and then the true faith in the Lord, you know. And we, my dad didn't have to preach it, but he lived it by serving my mother, you know, by always putting my mother first, you know, in every aspect of life. And then just the work ethic of like, you always find a way to succeed. There's always a way to find an excuse. And there's always a way to find a way to succeed.
Well, that is the gospel, that you can make a way. You can make an excuse. Waymakers usually stand at the top of the podium. That's how that works. It is a thing. You talked about your dad, and I'm around the UFC circle enough that I know your dad is a dude. Your dad is a dude. And I think Lincoln has to prepare itself
for
when the senior Ferrari shows up in Lincoln. Because he is a rock. Talk to me about your dad.
Yeah, so my dad, just the way that he grew us up, he wasn't the dad that you necessarily wanted growing up, you know.
The dad you needed, though.
He's the dad you needed, you know, because, like, just the way we grew up, you know, one thing that my dad always did is, like, a lot of kids want to, like, make their kids' lifestyles easy and fun and good. But for me, everything that he tried to do was to make our lives absolutely miserable and make us learn to embrace that. Like, as crazy as that sounds, like the stuff that he put us through, like things that seemed impossible, you know, like, for instance, let me give you an example. We'd say, oh, we're going to go run to my Uncle Randy's house, right? 3 miles there, whatever. And you have to stick at, like, what, a 6-7 minute pace, whatever the pace was for the day, depending on the weather. If it was 100 degrees out, he might cut us a little bit of slack. If it was nicer weather, it'd have to be faster, right? So we're running, and then we'd get there. And all of a sudden, when we get there and we stop, right? He's like, what are you doing? You got to do 3 miles back at the same pace. And so it was.
But let me see. So was this in Allen, Texas? So I was in the Woodlands, Texas. So I know the terrain in Allen, Texas. That's not really conducive to a sun that sits on your shoulder as you run. So you're telling me you're doing six miles round trip.
Right.
Just because.
Just because. And, well, sometimes it would be, we'd be doing, you know, workouts, practices. And let's say working hard, you know, if you didn't work hard at that practice, if you were being lazy and my dad saw you were cutting corners, you know, you were getting a ride home, you know? So he'd be like, get a ride home. I'm not bringing you.
You gotta find a way.
My dad's quote is, in my family, if you don't work, you don't eat. That's my dad's quote. So you're not gonna eat with the family. You can eat by yourself, go eat by yourself. But if you don't work in my family, you don't eat. I don't respect it. You know, that's the biggest thing I feel like. In the Italian culture, passed down generations. Every generation makes a sacrifice for the next one, you know? So that's like my great-grandfather. I know I had to like move out at 12 years old to get a job, you know? So, and then my grandfather was the first one to get an education, become an accountant. And then now my dad's an accountant as well. I was the first one to go on a full-ride scholarship. And then my brothers are following in my footsteps as well. So, actually my sister.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. you shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I guess you could say her too, because my sister had a 4 academic scholarship as well. But and she's also an accountant, so my family's good with numbers. That's our type of thing.
I think they're going to need to be. you got lots going on, AJ. There's lots in space. AJ Ferrari joins us one-on-one. I think for listeners, and again, trying to get as much of this into a short space, but the decision to move from 197 to heavyweight is, one, it's a personal challenge of epic proportion, and then it's the ultimate team choice to help Nebraska pursue a greater goal, a purpose bigger than the individuals doing it. Walk me through the process and the conversation to get you to move to heavyweight.
Well, when I was, transferring, so after I was, committed to UNC and then the whole thing went down, I hit the portal, I had all these schools hitting me up, right? I had a lot of schools reaching out to me. The biggest thing for me was, like, I told the coaches, and I wanted to be clear that I'm going to try to go heavyweight to the best of my ability, but if I can't put on the weight, if I don't feel healthy that I can win and dominate and win a national championship, I'm not going to do it. Now I've gotten here and I feel more than ready to win a national championship at heavyweight, just from my weight and the way I'm training, the way I'm feeling. Right. But that was a big thing for me, is just the weight and just how it's going to be on my body. So there's ups and downs to both sides. Right. So at 197, right. I think the easiest thing for me is I've already won it there. I already know the weight class. I've already beaten all those guys, but the biggest thing was that coming here, they already have a guy that took 8th as a freshman, so it'd really be a much bigger help to go heavyweight for the team. Not to mention, I like to eat. And 197 this past year was a real struggle. Yeah. I really did at Cal State Bakersfield technically almost bust weight. I remember I stepped on the scale, it was like 0.2 over, I stepped on again, and I made flat at one of my tournaments. So it was just a really, this year's, my body has grown, and even when I got my freshman year, 197 was even tough to make. I was always a big cutter. I remember one day I had to cut 8 pounds morning of, and that was my first loss I had because my legs were so shot from running that morning. I ran like, I think 5 miles, with like 4 layers on, in the heat. And it was terrible, and that's why I didn't finish those shots. So I think heavyweight's been a blessing. But the hardest thing for me is, like, people think cutting weight is hard, right? Dieting, lifestyle, not being able to eat. I do a lot of fasting when I was going 97 last year. But, man, going heavyweight's tough for me, too, just because you got to eat. Like, for me right now, I'm eating about every 2 hours. The last couple weeks, I was doing about anywhere from 2 to 4 pounds of meat per day. So, thankfully, that was a big thing, me coming here, too, was the training table. So we have the training table here, which is the absolute. And I was just at UNC with Bill Belichick, who had – they boasted in our coaching staff at the wrestling program there. Was like, yeah, you come here, you get to eat here, and their training table is basically the same as Tom Brady's. But the biggest thing was like it wasn't near as nice and near as big as the one they have here. The one here is just a camaraderie. You eat with the football team. It's not separate. The football guys are there. You know, I actually just hung out with a bunch of football players a couple of days ago. I was hanging out with Bodie, a bunch of the guys, Eric, having a good time. They had a really good time with them. All the football guys are very similar because they're constantly trying to get big. A lot of them trying to eat. So you got to eat big to get big, you know, and it's just like, for me, it's constant because my metabolism, like every 2 hours, pretty much, I'm putting something into my body and I have to eat, even if I'm not hungry. Like that's the most important part of eating is eating when you're not hungry, you know? So I've already, when I got here, I was like, when I first took the official visit before I left, right? When I talked to coach, I checked my weight. I was about like 215 mm-hmm. and I'm already up to like 235. So and I'm trying to still continue on that. I want to touch down at 255 and then like weigh in at nationals, like 240 around there, you know, just cause like my metabolism, like for instance, like I'm big, I take my recovery seriously. I take my sleep. I take my lifestyle, right? There's some, like when I got to nationals this year, listen, this is this year at 197, you have to make 197, 198, 199 on the third day, right? Yeah. So I get there the first day we're there. The tournament starts Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I get there. The coaches were like, we're going to fly in Tuesday. I was like, no, I'd rather us fly in Monday night, right? So we fly in Monday night. I get in Monday night, right? We're wrestling. We'll have to make weight on Thursday, right? When I got there, my weight was 213 pounds. Wow. So I'm 15 pounds or 16 pounds over, right? So 213, 16 pounds over, right? But I had flown. And whenever you fly, you retain water. So I drank 2 gallons of water with electrolytes, right? So I get there. I go to sleep right that night. I went to bed at 213. Next morning, I woke up. I was 204.5 pounds. So I had floated 8.5 pounds. You know, I'd floated sometimes not if I do it, but the thing is I went to bed early. I went to bed at 9 and I woke up at 10. So I got 13 hours of sleep.
But the science behind it is so incredible. And I think it actually gets better for you right here at Nebraska because they've got the data. Yep. They've got the personnel for you.
Yep, for sure.
I was telling Bach before in the previous segment that I was at Nationals, and I was in the corridor right as the walkout. And
you were at Wrestling Nationals?
Yeah.
You were at the National Championships?
Yeah, wow, and, nice. And sitting there watching you immediately post-match go into recovery and weight loss.
Right, right.
Was the most – I was telling Bach, that's how you learn who people are.
Right.
And to watch how you went about it, I've never seen anybody more focused and more positive about, hey, I just wrestled, just got my win. Now I need to get ready for the next thing. And right. You quickly moved into it. It was impressive.
Well, really, there's two wrestling matches, right? You got to match against a scale and you got to match against your opponent. And if you don't cut that weight right, if you're really destroying your body to get on the scale, right, man, it's going to show, you know? And I think that's one thing that me and Cardena is actually the guy that ended up taking fourth. One of my friends from Burton Catholic, he was pulling a lot of weight this year too, you know? And that's why we always talked about too. I think we've tried to advocate for this and like talked about it, but like, I'm surprised they don't have like a 225, 215 around weight class, like a weight class. I think it would honestly pull a lot more football players to wrestling too, because 197, I mean, there's barely any football players that are walking around that unless you're a cornerback or a very speed-based guy, right? Even the guys that have a lot of speed like myself, like I feel just as fast as I was at 197 as I do at 235. You know, my explosiveness, my agility is just as good because I train it. My flexibility is just as good. I still have the splits.
When did you put down football?
I stopped playing football in eighth, ninth grade. So seventh grade was my last year. I played at Curtis Middle School. Curtis is one of the schools, in Allen, which football was huge. Right. And I was loving it. I remember back in middle school, I think I held like the school record for like most sacks in one game. I had like 7 sacks in one game. I was like off the charts. They're having me play like middle linebacker, but like pretty much every other play, they're having me just like blitz around the corner and just get to the quarterback. And I was lighting people up on the field. You know?
You see Matt Rhule dialing right now. Coach Rhule's like, hey, just a couple of plays. Like we'll protect him. But you know, especially he's walking around at 240. It's going to be a problem. AJ Ferrari joins us. First of all, once again, thank you for making time. I don't know what your schedule is. I know you got a crazy schedule and you have to be at places all over. But I would like to ask you to stay another 10 minutes, if that's possible.
Yeah, that's no problem. I have a little bit more time.
Okay, so here's
I have to – what time is it right now?
It's 12:55.
Yeah, I'm good. I have till 1:30.
Okay, so here's what we'll do. We'll end one-on-one, and then we'll come back, and we'll get started with Bach in the black shirt. But it'll be me and AJ and Bach. Y'all got to hear this guy because I'm just telling you, it's a great story, a wonderful addition to the program. and to this community. This community got better when AJ Ferrari got here. DP, AJ Ferrari, don't go anywhere. 1 o'clock. We're going to bring it back to you.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.